Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. The year 1948 marked a transformative period in Costa Rican history with the eruption of the Costa Rican Revolution, also known as the Civil War of 1948. In today's episode, we will examine this multifaceted event spanning 44 days that was characterized by armed conflict, political upheaval, and profound social changes. Led by the influential José Figueres Ferrer, the revolution left an indelible mark on Costa Rican society, shaping its political, economic, and social landscape for decades to come. Costa Rica entered the 20th century grappling with deep-seated socio-economic issues. Economic inequality, fueled by the concentration of land and power in the hands of a select few oligarchic families, created a stark divide between the privileged elite and the marginalized majority. The political landscape was characterized by a centralized power structure that left large segments of the population without adequate political representation. The prelude to the 1948 revolution was marked by economic struggles, particularly impacting the working class and the rural population. Labor issues, combined with a growing sense of social injustice, laid the groundwork for discontent. Meanwhile, a charismatic and visionary leader, José Figueres Ferrer, emerged as a central figure advocating for change. José Figueres, with his background rooted in the struggles of the common people, became a champion for the disenfranchised. His ideology centered on addressing economic disparities, fostering social justice, and dismantling the oligarchic structures that had long dominated Costa Rican society. The formation of the founding junta of the Second Republic marked a critical juncture in the build-up to the revolution. On March the 12th, 1948, the simmering tensions erupted into open conflict. The initial events and triggers led to an armed uprising, with José Figueres declaring war against the existing government. The declaration set the stage for a 44-day period of intense military and civilian confrontations that would reshape Costa Rica's destiny. The conflict witnessed a complex interplay of military and civilian forces. Figueres' rebels, composed of a diverse group of individuals, faced opposition from the government's military forces. Regional dynamics further complicated the situation, adding layers of complexity to the unfolding revolution. José Figueres emerged as the pivotal figure leading the charge for change. His leadership style, vision for Costa Rica, and the legacy he left behind played crucial roles in the revolution's outcome. Originally a businessman, he was exiled to Mexico for broadcasting against the government regime. Figueres allied with the Caribbean Legion, a group of progressive revolutionaries that were opposed to dictatorships around the region, offering them a base if they agreed to help overthrow the Costa Rican government. The 700-strong Legion entered the country. The armed conflict was characterized by a series of battles and engagements, with both sides employing various strategies. Guerrilla tactics became a defining feature of the rebels' approach, allowing them to adapt to a fluid and unpredictable nature of conflict. The impact on the civilian population was profound, as the conflict unfolded in both urban and rural areas. While military campaigns unfolded, political maneuvering played a crucial role. Diplomatic efforts, both domestically and internationally, sought to garner support for the revolution. The propagation of revolutionary ideals became a strategic tool to win hearts and minds, influencing the course of the conflict. One of the revolutionaries' primary objectives was to address the issue of land distribution. Figueres implemented bold land reform policies, aiming to break up large estates and distribute land amongst the landless. The impact on agricultural practices, though challenging, set the stage for a more equitable distribution of resources. In a historic move, Jose Figueres abolished the military, leaving a lasting imprint on Costa Rican society. The decision to maintain a non-militarized stance became a defining feature of the nation's identity and had far-reaching implications for its long-term stability. The revolution also ushered in educational reforms, expanding access to education and placing a heightened emphasis on literacy. These reforms aimed to empower the population with knowledge and skills. As the armed conflict subsided, attention turned to the establishment of a new political framework. The Constitutional Assembly convened a new draft and a new constitution that would reflect the ideals and aspirations of the revolution. The 1949 Constitution laid the foundation for democratic governance in Costa Rica. The return to civilian rule, political pluralism, and the establishment of elections and political parties marked a significant departure from the previous political structures. The Constitution became a cornerstone of Costa Rica's political identity. The 1948 revolution had a profound and enduring impact on Costa Rican society. The establishment of a stable democracy set the nation apart in a region marked by political instability. The absence of armed conflict and the commitment to democratic principles contributed to the long-term stability that Costa Rica has enjoyed. The social and economic development that followed the revolution showcased Costa Rica as a model for progress. Human development indices, social welfare programs, and sustained economic growth highlighted the positive outcomes of the revolution's reforms. Costa Rica's commitment to social and environmental issues further solidified its reputation on the global stage. Internationally, Costa Rica gained recognition for its unique path of development. The nation's commitment to peace, diplomacy, and international cooperation elevated its status on the global stage. Costa Rica's contributions to regional stability and its role in global affairs underscored a far-reaching impact of the 1948 revolution. The revolution itself has been the subject of numerous literary works and cinematic representations. Novels and works of fiction have explored the personal narratives of individuals caught up in the conflict, while cinematic depictions have brought the revolution to life on the screen. These cultural expressions contribute to the preservation of the revolution's memory. Over the years, interpretations and narratives surrounding the revolution have evolved. Historical perspectives continue to shape how the revolution is understood and remembered. Reassessing the revolution allows for a deeper understanding of its complexities and nuances. While Costa Rica has achieved remarkable success in the wake of the 1948 revolution, contemporary challenges persist. Economic disparities, social inequalities, and ongoing political developments still present new obstacles that require consideration and action. To conclude, the 1948 Costa Rican Revolution stands as a pivotal moment in the nation's history. From its roots in socioeconomic struggles to the armed conflict and subsequent reforms, the revolution reshaped Costa Rica's trajectory. Jose Figueres' leadership, the courage of the rebels, and the enduring legacy of the revolution continue to influence the nation's identity and development. The lessons learned from this period remain relevant as Costa Rica navigates the challenges of the present and looks forward to the future.